It's from the Atlanta Pop Festival. College State Spirit Blues. Just before that, Peter Kalkinen, an album called Black Kangaroo, Up or Down. Stones and Rare Earth. Got 25 after 3.
This is Sunshine World.
Can't you see it's happening?
Sunshine World at the Bronco Bar in Chanhassen.
It's on a label called Blue Goose. The lady sings sings blues. And just entertaining as hell is what the cover is. The liner notes, they're, you know, like the old, the fan magazine kind of interview sheets. John Fahey plays with her on this album. And a couple of things, it goes like this. Home, Fat City, California, age 32, parentheses, dyes hair, profession, circus Greek, when employed, hobbies, bear baiting, nitpicking, whispering innuendos, last book read, How to Avoid Probate, last accomplishment, successfully sued Blue Goose for failure to pay record royalties, quote, delivered through attorney. This landmark decision goes a long way towards vindicating the American judicial system, in which I firmly believe. But the problem of leniency in the courtroom remains. Quote. Profile, a smug ingrate, an ego tripper with sociopathic tendencies who gives only a passable imitation of a blues guitarist. Record label? Tacoma, a mafia-ridden organization. Anyway, they're all like that. It's just really insane. Let's listen to Joanne Kelly. Rich Man, Penthouse Popper from CCR's Born on the Bayou album, and Joanne Kelly, Bothering You About That Thing. It's 15 minutes on the front side of 4, and 92 summertime degrees, far out. Sky is clear, the wind is south at 15, gusting to 21, it's a hot wind. Doesn't do much cooling, but it just feels nice every once in a while. What's cooking? Let's see, the Flame at 16th and Nicollet in Minneapolis is celebrating the end of Prohibition with some dynamite rock and roll. You can get off on the giant drink and the music of Slippery Rock tonight. The Flame has no cover, no minimum, and plenty of free parking. Good rock entertainment 7 nights a week. The giant drink at no extra cost. The Flames, 16th and Nicollet, Minneapolis.
What makes Grain Belt the premium beer? The water's wine, the water's wine. You'll love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's wine, that's why. It's got a taste that's diamond clear. There's no finer, smoother beer. And don't forget, it's been a long time brewing. So you'll love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's why, that's why.
The water's why Grain Belt is the premium beer. Water purified 100 years. Deep inside the earth 100 years. What makes Grain Belt the premium beer? The water's why.
So you'll love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's why, that's why.
Another tequila sunrise.
After 4 o'clock, temperatures up to 92 degrees. Skies are beautifully clear. Wind is south at 15. With a nice gust up to 21 every now and then.
Hey, what's the deal, man? The parking lot's all full of bikes.
Sorry, sir. Bikeways is having a great sale on all these bikes this Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah? And what's that one over there?
Oh, that's a beauty. That's a lightweight Ferrelli.
Ferrelli?
Ferrelli. And see that one over there?
Yeah.
That's a ladies' five-speed with a Simplex derailleur.
Simplex derailleur? Gee, I could get that one for my girl.
Yeah, you're right. You could tour the city together.
Hey, let's move it up there.
Hey, man, knock it off. Don't you know that Bikeways is having a sale?
Huh?
Yeah, man, Saturday and Sunday. You see that one over there? That's a lightweight Ferrelli.
Ferrelli?
Ferrelli. And that one over there? That's a ladies' five-speed with a simple derailleur. Hey, man, you think that Bikeways could give me a trade-in on my 59 Edsel?
Bikeways, 2407 University Avenue Southeast by the U of M campus.
Bikeways sale is Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th only.
A specter is haunting America. The Blue Oyster Cult. Ah! Ah!
You can't bake a pie without turning on the oven, man.
The Blue Oyster Cult. Tyranny and Mutation on Columbia Records.
Specially priced at $369 at Humble Sounds, 5001 Bryant Avenue South, down in the valley, 7821 Golden Valley Road, and Plug Records, 4130 Lindell Avenue North.
The heads-up sound of Argent.
There's a whole new way of living. Pepsi helps supply the drive. It's got a lot to give to those who like to live, 'cause Pepsi helps them come alive. It's the Pepsi generation coming at you, going strong. Put yourself behind the Pepsi. If you're living, you belong.
Wishbone Ash. Album, Skull Blowing Free, Wishbone Ash. It's 11 minutes past 4 o'clock. Let's do some straight news from the wire. Some bad news, first of all. Tuition at the U will go up an average of 11.5% this fall. The largest increases will be in the professional and graduate schools. General college students will see an 8% tuition hike. The Regents yesterday approved the tuition increases as part of a $133.8 million general operations and maintenance budget. The total budget will be considered next month. It will include state special appropriations, plus federal and endowment aid to the university. The nation's public schools got an assurance of continued federal funding today. The administration told school authorities they will continue to receive federal aid grants next year, despite Congress' failure to approve a substitute revenue sharing bill for education. The statement came in a letter to state school superintendents from John Otina, the U.S. Education Commissioner designate. And the Duke University Medical Center announced today that it has developed an artificial arm that gives the user a limited amount of, quote, feeling, end quote, for what he does with the limb. It was developed by Dr. Frank Clippinger. The arm couples a device in the working end of the limb with a surgically implanted electrical stimulator attached to the median nerve. This provides the patient with direct sensory information about the degree of pressure he's exerting with the limb. As the patient grasps a glass or other object, the median nerve is electrically stimulated, providing a sensation varying from light to strong in direct proportion to the force exerted. Clippinger says the lack of sensation in artificial limbs is one factor which leads many amputees to abandon their use after a short period, or to use them primarily as cosmetic devices. Speaking of cosmetic devices, Skylab astronauts looked for diseased cornfields in Nebraska, strip mining in Kentucky, oil in Venezuela, all from 272 miles in space. During a 28-minute pass over the Western Hemisphere, they used 8 cameras and radiation sensors to record Earth resources along a 7,800-mile path from Washington to Brazil. Scientists in Houston called the project a success. They're in their 16th day of their 29-day stay, and technicians and engineers on the ground are apparently solving a cooling system problem that developed earlier this week. The controllers pumped high pressure into the cooling system to free a stuck valve, and the valve put the system in danger of freezing. The New York Times, quoting sources close to the Watergate, says President Nixon's former personal attorney, Herbert Kalmbach, has agreed to testify in Watergate trials. The sources said Kalmbach is preparing to testify that former White House aide John Ehrlichman
authorized him to secretly collect funds to be used in the defense of Watergate break-in defendants. And President Nixon is in seclusion at his Florida retreat today. More than 30 police officers battled several hundred young people with tear gas and nightsticks in Panama City Beach, Florida last night. There were no serious injuries. About 55 persons were arrested, among the mostly high school students out on summer vacation. Police said the fracas started when the youth refused to move his car, which was blocking a store. Huh. And San Francisco police report finding marijuana in the home of a socially prominent woman, 86-year-old Nell Chidester Garside. Her husband, 38-year-old Ralph Garside, was charged with possession, and Mrs. Garside is now the widow of a tycoon, Drew Chidester. She married Garside in 1963 when he was a porter in a Finnish bath before the marriage. Far out. 92 degrees, clear skies, about 89 tomorrow, 66 maybe for a low this evening, exactly quarter after four. How are you? My name is Russ, and this is It's a Beautiful Day. Something old, something new from It's a Beautiful Day, Watching Me, Watching You, and Mississippi Delta. 29 after 4. Question, where's Brian? Anyway, it's 92 degrees, skies are clear, and I'm kind of sitting around wondering what to do tonight. Suggestion, in just 3 weeks, the Guthrie will open its 73 season, and tonight is one of the first preview performances of the first production of the season, Beckett. It's the story of a friendship between two powerful men of medieval England, Thomas Becket and King Henry II. And it makes a striking commentary on contemporary politics and the tactics politicians use to maintain their power. Audiences at some special student matinees during the past few weeks have been very enthusiastic. And there's brilliantly colored and detailed costumes matched with an elaborately designed set to recreate the splendor of medieval English courts. Tickets for tonight's preview performance of Beckett are just $4 for the best seats available. And students get their choice of seats for just $2.75 with an ID. Why not take advantage of the bargain and spend an entertaining evening at the Guthrie tonight? Rush seats are very good, excellent chances for them tonight. 10 minutes before showtime, $3. Okay, we went right over to 4:30 there. So let's do a couple more. And some Moody Blues, and a little bit of Jerry Garcia.
Super Bad. KTEL presents 20 sensational sounds by the brothers and sisters who made them great. Isaac Hayes.
Can you dig it?
The Iceman coming. Jerry Butler. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown. Love Unlimited. Main ingredient. Barbara Mason, the Staple Singers, Frederick Knight, the Shylights, Joe Tex, the Honeycone, and Frida Payne.
All that's left is a band of gold.
Joe Simon.
You've got power.
Detroit Emeralds. Super Bad. 20 sensational sounds by the brothers and sisters who made them great.
Let me take it home.
Say what? Super Bad. Only $3.99 from KTEL. Super Bad. Available at Target, Montgomery Ward, Snyder Drug, and Musicland. Also at Shoppers City, Holiday, Woolworth, and all Dayton stores.
Hi, Mr. June Jackson.
Hey, open up, open up, open up around.
To take